You are now listening to Scheduling Fate, hosted by author and counseling astrologer, Jamie McGee. For more information, please go to SchedulingFate.com. Hi there, and welcome to Scheduling Fate. Today, we're going to be taking a look at the astrology for March 22nd through the 28th, and we are in eclipse season. So the energy is very potent. There is a lot of shifts that are taking place, which means it's hard to notice those subtle intuitions, those ideas that come from within are all around us. But this is definitely a week when you want to dial into those because they're going to help you understand how these transitions that you're going through are going to pan out in the weeks ahead. In other words, there's an opportunity just around the corner, and focusing on that will help you see the larger story at play. So let's talk about why, what transits are influencing this before we get into the signs. Venus rules Libra, so it's the ruler of the eclipse, but right now Venus is in Pisces, and Venus is in sextile with both Jupiter and Uranus that are going to have a big story in the coming weeks. That's why it's really important to listen to some subtle clues that could lead you to a breakthrough. Like, now that this happens, now that I know what I know, I can move towards this. So this transit in general, it's very harmonious. It's a blend of that romantic, artistic energy of Venus in Pisces with expansive, innovative energy that's Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus. It invites you to consider what's important to you and why it's important to you, which is always good to know when you're going through big transitions. Then we have Mars moving into Pisces this week. Now, this is going to change the way that we take action. Mars in Pisces represents that blend of assertive energy, which is Mars, with that more intuitive nature of Pisces. Often in Pisces, Mars is not very direct. It's more so passive. There's a different invitation for how you can use your courage, your motivation, and your drive. And there's a lot of intuition, a lot of compassion and empathy and awareness of how it impacts everyone that plays into Mars in Pisces. So again, not a lot of words, but a lot of intuition. And of course, we have a Libra eclipse this week. Now, the South Node Libra eclipse will bring up some relationship patterns, things that have to do with balances. What is codependent? Are you codependent on something? Is something codependent on you? What needs to be rebalanced so everyone is on a healthy karmic path that opens up their soul purpose and helps them feel alive in every moment? It's a very interesting energy that we are working with this week. It's a release, but in that release, there's a promise that there is something beautiful right there within our reach. That being said, let's get ready to dive into the signs. Please be sure to listen to both your sun sign and your rising sign. Hi, Aries. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Aries, your top three focuses this week are going to be 1, relationships, 1-to-1 with other people, 2, what's important to you and why, and this transitional period between endings and beginnings. Let's talk about why. Now, Aries, if there was ever a week to listen to your intuition, it is this one. You still have a lot of action happening behind the scenes in a very private area of your life that you don't share with a lot of people. And this is where you're getting a lot of great ideas about what's important to you and why, the skill sets that you have. It's almost like this reminder, like, remember that promise. Remember why you value this in the first place. Dialing into that is going to help you find a brilliant breakthrough that you can work with. Your ruling planet just moved into this same subconscious area. So it's definitely a good idea to notice your triggers, that intuition that says go left instead of right. Should I trust this person? Should I not trust this person? Your instincts are going to be on fire, but they're not going to have a lot of words in the coming weeks. And this eclipse that we're working with this week is impacting your 1-to-1 relationships. It doesn't necessarily mean romantic. It's also 1-to-1 partnerships, your clients. This impacts how you communicate day in and day out, the routines that you have, the network that you have, your home work-life balance, really almost every corner of your life. And what you're going to notice this week is anything that has been codependent in any direction, you codependent on it or vice versa, it's dependent on you, that's blocking you from a beautiful path ahead, that's going to come into awareness and there's going to be this invitation to rebalance. When that comes up, just take a step back and ask, what is this message trying to realign me with? What direction am I going in now? Doing so will help you see all those subtle clues all around you. With that being said, I do hope you have a good week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Taurus. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Taurus, your top three focuses are 1, your dreams, that intuition, the network that you're a part of, 2, allies that you have, and 3, a really deep sense of mind-body harmony. Now, let's talk about why. Your ruling planet is very active this week, so you could feel a little sensitive to the energy, and that's good because you want to dial in to those subtle hints, those subtle ideas and suggestions that are coming from within and all around. Now, Venus, your ruling planet, will sextile Jupiter and Uranus this week, and that's going to activate a network of people that you're around, friends, groups, and allies, and also that individuality, that spark of authenticity that you have been trying to blossom in the recent years. You really feel like you're ready to step out into the new you. So it's healthy to listen to those clues and insights that come in. We also have Mars moving into Pisces this week, which is going to give a lot of motivation to the network, the dream, the allies that you have, and how this plays into your relationships and the way that you communicate in general. It's possible that you will be able to find a way to get your point across without having to be as direct as you would normally be. Now, we do have the Libra eclipse this week, and this is impacting an area of your life that has to do with the work that you do every day, the habits that you have, and the rituals that you have, something you have to do in service for other people. But it's also going to balance out the things that you do behind the scenes, more of that subconscious level. So it's all about mind and body energy. So if there is anything that you feel dependent on, maybe you didn't even realize you were dependent on in your daily habits or rituals, or if something's dependent on you, you're giving too much, you're going to notice a rebalance around this eclipse season that we're in. It's important to ask yourself, what is a healthy balance for me? What supports my overall health and wealth and my mind and body balance? And by letting this go or rebalancing this, what breakthrough is just around the corner? Because there is a lot of energy in your sign. So paying attention to those clues will put you far ahead of the game and help you co-create with the universe. With that being said, I do hope you have a good week. I look forward to seeing you next time. And Gemini, let's take a look at your week. Now, Gemini, your top three focuses this week are 1, your reputation, 2, some sense of closure, and 3, what you're passionate about, what you love without condition. Let's talk about why. This week, there is a lot of action, and it's going to feel like it hits every corner of your life, but it's definitely focused on your reputation, that sense of purpose, something around authority figures. This is where we have Venus, who is going to be activating something more so behind the scenes in your life. Now, this is the spiritual realms, the subconscious, things that you do behind the scenes that not a lot of people know about. This is very creative energy. And it's as if this point of purpose or this reputation that you have is inspiring a breakthrough that's just around the corner right behind the scenes. Well, we've been talking about that for a few weeks. We also have Mars moving into this highest area of your solar chart. So there's a way that you can have a little bit of authority and drive and motivation without having to be so direct. You don't need that many words. It's more about actions. It's more about energy when you work with Mars and Pisces. So that's something to keep in mind. Put the motivation behind that dream that you are building, that breakthrough that you are so close to. Now, on the other hand, we also have a Libra eclipse this week. And this Libra eclipse is focused in an area of your life that has to do with things that you love without condition. People, places, things, creative pursuits. Anything that exists because you exist. So even entrepreneurships, your small businesses. And the question is, what needs to be rebalanced so you're on a healthier karmic path to share these passions with the world or to feel more comfortable in this area of your life? Because it should be one of the most fun, joyous parts of your life. If anything is draining you or asking for a rebalance, it's important to listen to that. With that being said, I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Cancer. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Cancer, your top three focuses this week are going to be 1, new directions, learning, teaching, publishing. 2, your allies, resources, what's important to you. And 3, your home and work-life balance. Now, let's talk about why. Now, this week, we still have a lot of energy focused around that new direction, something that's going to speak to your passions and your individuality, but also those convictions. And where do I want to explore? What do I want to know? From this point in your life, you're likely to get a lot of ideas about a breakthrough around a dream, around a wish, around a network or group of people that you have. Listen to those subtle clues from that wisdom that you already have, from that calling of that new direction. And we also have Mars moving into this same area. So making plans, understanding how you can assert your authority and how you communicate, teach, or learn, it will be easier, but you're going to notice that there's not a lot of direct actions coming from you or from others. So it's important to be aware of how everything is moving around you. Now, you may have more of your attention focused on your home work-life balance, your individuality, and your partnerships this week because the Libra eclipse is happening at the root of your chart, right there near your home or a foundational level, someplace that you feel secure. And the question is, what is not in harmony any longer? Is there something that you are giving too much to, or maybe something that you depend on too much? And because you are, you do not have a solid foundation that helps you launch into your purpose, your reputation, how you're known in the world, and how this floods into every corner of your life. Dialing into how everything is shifting, being aware of what needs to change, will help you bring in beautiful breakthroughs that not only will impact your dreams in your daily rhythm, but also your partnerships in a healthy way. We want to look for healthy solutions this week. Now, with that being said, I do hope you have a good one and look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Leo. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Leo, your top three focuses this week are 1, your legacy or shared wealth, 2, your overall communication style, and 3, your reputation. Now, let's take a look at why. Now, this week, we still have Venus working in a private area of your life, but it has to do with deep intimacies and shared wealth and legacies and transformation, endings and beginnings. And from this point, Venus has a couple of jobs. Venus is asking you, what can we do here to invest in our dream, into our purpose? What ideas or suggestions can we lean on to help us step into this breakthrough, this expansive energy that you've been working on for a while, in some cases for several years? Paying attention to those subtle clues are going to help you work through any shifts that happen around this eclipse season. In this same area, we will have Mars moving into Pisces. So that motivation to look at what needs to end and what needs to begin, and not in such a direct way, but a very compassionate way, you're going to have a lot of courage to work with that energy in the coming weeks. Now, the Libra eclipse is happening in an area of your life that impacts your day-to-day routines, your rituals, who you communicate with, and how you communicate day in and day out. It floods into your partnerships one-to-one and your overall network of people. And what you're looking for here is anything that is off balance that's being rebalanced, whether you're rebalancing it or the universe is helping you rebalance something. And its purpose is for you to find harmony here so you're able to launch into a new horizon altogether, a new way of learning, teaching, expressing yourself, or even possibly a new view on the convictions that you have. Try to trust this release because you want to pay more attention to the subtle clues about that big breakthrough that's just around the corner that's going to really impact your career, your homework-life balance, your individuality, and your partnerships. We want to pay attention to what is coming, not what is leaving, but we also want to honor what is leaving. So it's a delicate dance, Leo, but I'm sure you're going to master it. I do hope you have a good week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Virgo. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Virgo, your top three focuses this week are going to be 1, your partnerships, 2, new directions, and 3, your values, what's important to you. Now, let's talk about why. Now, this week, Venus is still concentrating on your partnerships, those one-to-one connections, and you're feeling this in every area of your life, your home, work-life balance, and your individuality. And from this vantage point, Venus has a lot of ideas about the direction that you're trying to go in. And we've been working on this for a while, learning, teaching, exploring what our convictions are, really getting our voice out there in a new, authentic way. This week, it's important to dial into those intuitions even more so because they're going to help you understand how to work with the adjustments that the eclipse season is bringing into your life. We also have Mars moving into Pisces this week. So being able to tap into courage and drive and motivation when it comes to partnerships, you're going to be able to do that with less words, maybe more compassion. You're able to see how everything fits together and find complementary endings and beginnings as you work through this week's stories. Now, this week's Libra eclipse is happening in an area of your life that supports your values, what's important to you, your resources, and your skill sets. And there is a rebalance that is happening here. Perhaps you have been dependent on something for a while. Because you've been dependent on that, you haven't been aligned with your karmic path. Or perhaps you have allowed something or someone to be dependent on you, and that is also preventing you and them from being aligned with their karmic path. There is a readjustment here, and this energy is going to launch you towards finding a way to be independent inside of these commitments that you have around money. So kind of keep that in mind as you work with the eclipses, but also notice those subtle clues because they're going to lead you into that new horizon that you've had your eye on for a while. With that being said, I do hope you have a good week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Libra. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Libra, your top three focuses this week are going to be 1, your work, 2, your self-expression, and 3, a transformational phase. Let's take a look at why. This is a pretty big week for you. Your ruling planet is very active and there is an eclipse in your sign. Now, first off, Venus is still focused on an area of your life that has to do with your habits, your rituals, how that impacts your overall health and wealth. And this week, from that vantage point, Venus has a lot of ideas about what transformation or intimacy or what needs to end and begin in your life, a big breakthrough that's just around the corner. So try to notice those subtle hints, those ideas. They come from within, without, all around you. Dial into those this week. We also have Mars moving into Pisces. This is going to give a lot of courage, drive, and motivation to your overall health and wealth. You're going to have the ability to have a lot of compassion as you make these changes. It may feel like you're being a little bit indirect, or maybe other people are being indirect at times, but the action is being taken towards the outcome that you want to have. Now, the eclipse this week is in your sign. So this is impacting almost every corner of your life, your individuality, your partnerships, home, work, life balance, every place in between. And the invitation of this energy is just asking you to do what you do really well, Libra, and that is to rebalance, to find a harmony so that you are aligned with your karmic path. And you may find that you have been dependent on something that you didn't even realize that you were, or vice versa, someone or something's been dependent on you. And now that you're aware of this imbalance, you're able to release it. That's the invitation. Release imbalances, find a harmony, and then work towards finding independence in your relationships, in your local environment, when you're working one-on-one with people or with groups of people. That's what you're looking for. And because you're so focused on that, you may miss those subtle clues that are coming from your daily rituals that are telling you this is how we can transform. This is the ending and the beginning that we can step through to find that brilliant breakthrough that you have been dancing around for a while. Dial into the subtle clues, trust the rebalance, trust the harmony that the universe is asking you to step into. With that being said, I do hope you have a good week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Scorpio. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Scorpio, your top three focuses this week are going to be 1, your partnerships, 2, passions, and 3, a mind and body balance. Now, let's talk about why. This week, Venus is still working in an area of your life that supports what you love without condition, people, places, things, entrepreneurships. Mars is also going to move into this area this week, and Mars will give you a lot of courage and motivation as you take action towards your passions. But this week, Venus, from that point, is going to have a conversation with both Jupiter and Uranus, which is focused on your one-to-one partnerships. This floods into how you communicate, your local environment, the network you have, the dreams that you have. These are going to be subtle clues, insights, ideas, suggestions. They could come from within or from people around you, but I definitely encourage you to notice them because they are clues to what is opening up for you, how you can co-create with the opportunities that are just around the corner, are already in your field of vision. Now, this week's Libra eclipse is happening in a very private area of your life, behind the scenes, could even be on a subconscious level. It's important to notice your triggers, to notice any anxieties or any energies that come up. And you're like, where did this come from? Because you're so focused on something else. The invitation of this Libra eclipse is to release anything that we are dependent on or is overly dependent on us. We want to find harmony within so we can have that independence to follow our karmic path. If you're codependent on something or something's codependent on you, we want to rebalance this so you have that inner harmony and you're able to be more present when it comes to your rituals and your habits, this 3D world that we're in, and that'll impact your overall reputation, your health, and your wealth, and give you a supportive, healthy life. Notice any imbalances, any invitations to find inner harmony. You want to lean into that because having that inner peace will help you clearly see all the opportunities that you have in the more public areas of your life. With that being said, I do hope you have a good week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Sagittarius. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Sagittarius, your top three focuses are going to be 1, your roots, something close to your home, 2, your habits, what you do day in and day out, and 3, a network, friends, allies that you have. Now, let's take a look at why. Now, you still have a lot of concentrated energy happening at the foundational level of your life. This week, Mars is going to move into that area. It's going to give you a lot of compassion, a lot of drive, and a lot of energy to make changes there that could impact every area of your life. Now, we also have Venus still here. And from this vantage point, Venus is going to sextile Jupiter and Uranus. Now, Jupiter and Uranus are focused on the work that you do, the habits that you have, the rituals, how it impacts your overall health and wealth. There's a lot of abundance here. There's a breakthrough opportunity just waiting to happen. And dialing into those subtle clues that Venus has for you this week is going to help you step into that direction. It's going to help you start to co-create. It's likely that this opportunity is something that you are already seeing or feeling, and you want to follow your intuition to ensure you're in the right place at the right time in the coming weeks. And we also have a Libra eclipse this week, and that Libra eclipse is focused on a network that you're a part of, allies that you have, a group of people that you're associated with, or possibly are a certain version of a dream that you have. And what Libra is asking you is, how is this relationship or how is this dream balanced with you? Are you overcommitting, or is something or someone else overcommitting to you? How can you bring harmony into this area of your life so that you feel more independent as you create, as you build things, that so you have the independence to be creative and trust that the breakthroughs that you need are just around the corner? With that being said, I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Capricorn. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Capricorn, your top three focuses this week are going to be 1, communication, 2, your passions, and 3, your reputation. Now, let's talk about why. Now, this week, we have Mars moving into the area of your life that supports how you communicate day in and day out. This impacts your one-to-one relationships, your overall network, your allies, even the dream that you have. And with this energy, you'll notice a lot of drive and motivation, but you're also going to have compassion. You're going to understand how this impacts everyone that's involved. And from that vantage point, you should be able to make some positive changes. Now, Venus is also in this same area and is sextiling both Uranus and Jupiter this week, which is focused on what you love without condition. This is your entrepreneurships, people, places, and things, children of the mind. There's a great idea lingering around you in that local environment that's going to help you understand what kind of breakthrough that's coming just around the corner when it comes to these passions, things that you love without conditions. So notice those subtle suggestions. They come from within, from around. Sometimes it's a song, sometimes it's a commercial. It's like it sparks a thought. Follow it, because that intuition is going to be your guiding light. Now, this week, we also have a Libra eclipse, and this Libra eclipse is happening in a pretty pivotal area of your life. It has to do with your reputation, how you're known in the world, your sense of purpose. And the question is, what is out of harmony when it comes to this area of your life? This area of your life floods into all areas, your homework, life balance, your partnerships, and your individuality. But there is something here that either you are dependent on, or it's dependent on you, or maybe you're both overly dependent on each other. This could be a person or a thing. And the universe is asking you to find a harmony, to rebalance the scales so that you are more aligned with your purpose, with your karmic path, and you can have that courage and motivation to be more independent at that foundational level of your life. Because if you're independent, if you're following your path, and you're going to be able to find harmony in every corner of your life. And that's what you're looking for this week. And though it can be challenging because it does have to do with authority or authority figures, trust the change, dial into those subtle clues, and you're going to find your way through. I do hope you have a good week. Hi, Aquarius. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Aquarius, your top three focuses this week are going to be 1, your values, 2, your roots, and 3, new directions. Now, let's talk about why. This week, we have Mars moving into the area of your life that supports what you earn, your values, your resources, your skill sets, and your self-esteem. Now, with Mars here, there's going to be a lot of motivation and courage, sometimes wordless. But like when Venus moved into this area, remember the objective is to bring money to us or bring resources to us and not to push them away. So be a little bit cautious about how you take action when it comes to your resources, but definitely use that motivation to bring more resources to you. Now, Venus is still in the same area of your life and will be having conversations with both Jupiter and Uranus, who are at the core of your life. This is your roots, your foundation, something close to your home. There is likely to be insights, intuition, ideas, something that you have mingling between your resources and your foundation that you want to tune into, because tuning into those are going to help you be one step ahead of all of the breakthrough changes that are going to happen at that foundational level of your life. And if you're one step ahead, then you have that ability to feel as if you are co-creating with the universe instead of responding to situations that are kind of put into your realm. Something to keep in mind this week. Now, we also have a Libra South Node eclipse. Now, this Libra South Node eclipse is happening in an area that has to do with a new horizon, convictions, beliefs, learning things, teachers. It also has to do with sharing your voice with other people. And there's something here that is not in harmony or in balance that needs a little bit of adjustment. And if we adjust this, we'll be able to find an independent voice, a way to be courageous and go down a new path, because you're having a lot of new beginnings and endings happening for you at the same time. But it's going to give you that courage to be more independent in how you speak and how you communicate. Those convictions will be yours and not something that you were told, or those teachings will be your version of teaching it. It's an interesting concept around communication where you're looking for a rebalance, so that you have a voice that is all your own. Now, with that being said, I do hope you have a good week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Pisces. Let's take a look at your week. Pisces, your top three focuses this week are going to be 1, self-expression, 2, communication, and 3, your legacy and your values. Now, let's talk about why. This week, we have Mars moving into your sign, so you can expect a lot of energy, a lot of drive and motivation flooding into every corner of your life. And it's important to think about how you can wisely use this energy to ensure that your message, your energy, your intentions land in the right way. We also still have Venus in this same area, so their ability to attract what you desire to you is on a heightened level. It's always important to focus on what you want and not what you don't want, especially when you're this magnetic. But Venus is going to be having some conversations with your local environment this week. Venus will sextile both Jupiter and Uranus that are concentrated on your local environment, how you communicate, your one-to-one relationships, your network, even the habits that you have. And there's likely to be some suggestions, some ideas, some subtle hints that you want to lean into or notice when they surface. Because if you notice them, if you follow that intuition, you're going to be more prepared to anticipate and work with abundant breakthroughs that are going to happen right there in that local environment. So keep that in mind. Now, this week's eclipse, Libra, is happening in a very private area of your life, but it has to do with an intimate matter. This is shared wealth. Your money and someone else's money together, a deep intimacy, transformations, metaphysical endings and beginnings. It's a very powerful and potent energy that has a lot of history behind it. So it's going to be hard to ignore. But the invitation here is to consider what is no longer in harmony, what is no longer in balance. Maybe it was a great idea years ago and it's worked well until now. But because everything and everyone grows, there needs to be a rebalance when it comes to this shared wealth, this deep intimacy, something close to you at that ancestral level, or possibly even with investments that you have. And if you listen to these subtle clues about what needs to be rebalanced, you're not only going to find a healthy harmony here in this very deep, intimate area of your life, but you're also going to find the courage to find your independence when it comes to your wealth and your resources and a legacy that could blossom from you, because every legacy has branches as a family tree. With that being said, I do hope you have a good week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I do hope you found some tips and insights. Please don't forget to hit like and subscribe so you can find this podcast in the future. You can also connect with me at schedulingfate.com. I look forward to seeing you there and next time.